This was a huge dynastic setback for Lothar, but he seems to have accepted the Pope's decision. Although he continued to try to find another way of divorcing her, he seems to have acknowledged publicly that the claims against Hüttberger were groundless and that the slandered woman was entirely innocent. Because of the strong parallels with the Susanna story, it's always been tempting to see the crystal as connected to this royal drama. Perhaps it was made as a present for Hüttberger to show Lothar's sincerity in accepting that she was blameless. If so, it's a kind of private statement, marking a temporary truce in their marital hostilities. But it's almost certainly something much more significant. Two striking aspects of the way the final scene is treated suggest that this is in fact a public declaration of the central role of justice in the state. In this last scene, the artist abandons the biblical text and shows Susanna being declared innocent by a king sitting in judgment, and the inscription specifically names Lothar. The message is clear. One of the key duties of the king is to ensure that justice is done. In short, the king must secure and respect the rule of law, even at great personal cost to himself. Justice is almost the defining royal virtue. A treatise, probably written for Lothar himself, spells this out.
The just and peaceful king carefully thinks about each case, and not despising the sick and poor of his people, speaks just judgments, putting down the wicked and raising the good.